Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Happy 4th of July to everybody who is celebrating this great American holiday on this 4th of July, 2014. We would definitely love you to take a moment out of your busy holiday schedule, wherever you may be, and join us on the phones with a question for my guest today. It'd be 347-989-1363. Press 1, you get into the queue, and we'll definitely get your question asked and get an answer for you. If you are a social person who likes the social media, you can like us at Facebook, which is either Tough Talk Radio Network or Lloyd S. Rosen. Either one will We'll get the question, we'll get the message, and we'll get back to you if that's how you want to use it. You can email me a question if you have about the guest or about anything you'd like. The email address is bowler900@sbcglobal.net. I will definitely get the answer for you if I don't have it and get back to you. You can go to lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com and you become a guest by clicking on the Register to be a Guest tab. You can register to be the guest there if you'd like. If you have a book, if you have a topic, if you have something you want to talk to us about, we'll be more than happy to get you scheduled on the air. If you want to find out about all the other radio shows that we do here at Tough Talk Radio Network, you go right to toughtalkradionetwork.com and read up about us. You can also record us on iTunes and listen to us as much as you'd like after the show is done. You can ask questions at my email address, and I'll be able to get the answers to you if you'd like. Today is America's birthday, and we're celebrating it here in America, and for all you Americans around the world, I hope you're doing the same. Recently, the Canadians celebrated Canada Day, so it's a full holiday of celebration this week. But in the same tone of having holidays and celebrating with barbecues and stuff like that, I do want to just touch on two things that I saw last night on the news here. And number one is a father, and most of you who are in the know about the news understand the father in Georgia who left his child in his car and suffocated to death from the heat and is going to be going on trial down in Georgia. The other issue is there was a woman here in New Jersey who pulled into a gas station and dumped her dog at the gas station. People saw her, made her take the dog back into the car, and proceeded to drive to a, I think it was a landfill or an empty lot or something of that nature, and basically dropped the dog off there. Someone had followed her there, made her take the dog back to the pound and give it up if that's what she really wanted to do. But my question to you today is simple. What is going on in this world today with society? Fathers killing sons, people dropping dogs off that don't want them anymore. When does this craziness end? And I'm not asking you to call in, but if you want to go to my website, you want to go to my email address like I gave you the information for, give me a comment. Let me know what you think, because I'm starting to wonder what's going on in this world. It's just kind of going crazy, and I'm starting to wonder what I live in and what we're here for. But having said that, I'll give you some moments to think about it. If you want to answer those questions, please let me know, because I'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back for our first guest right after this.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues this Friday afternoon on the 4th of July here in the United States. My first guest is a gentleman who is a best-selling author, professional coach. He's a writer, speaker, motivator, recruiter. He's pretty much everything from what I'm reading here. He also helps you with entrepreneurial startups as well as business owners of small to mid-sized businesses. He focuses on three key factors to fully utilize your time and not waste money. I'll get into those with him personally. I'd like to welcome in at this time, Brian. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Good. What's going on in your world today on 4th of July?
Well, I'm actually catching up on some much-needed writing and a little bit of work, and then this afternoon when the missus gets home, then I'll be enjoying some family time and shutting everything down for the rest of the day and until Sunday evening.
Cool. Well, let's start off asking you the important question. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to do what you do, which from your website looks like you do a little bit of everything.
I do quite a few things, but they all focus around the three key factors there of clarity, energy, and influence. I grew up in a small coastal town in Texas called Portland, Texas, down near Corpus Christi. I got to enjoy the great sand, surf, and sun down there. Also, became a passion of mine, the ocean. Also did gymnastics. Made it all the way to the elite level, which is the professional level of gymnastics, and then went into coaching and started developing athletes from beginner all the way up to guys that were actually, you know, trying to make national teams and Olympic games and things like that. So that's a little bit about my background, getting from youth to today. I started doing business coaching about 4 years ago when I met my coach, Dennis Magoo. And he kind of said, you know, you got a knack for helping people. Maybe you ought to help people a little bit more than what you're doing. So that's kind of how I came to do all the things I do.
So it was your coach who kind of pushed you a little bit in making you realize the gift that you had in helping people?
Yeah, he helped me define it. He helped me clarify it. I liked working with the athletes and the gymnasts, and I liked developing the kids through the stages. And as I started getting into the business side, I found that those stages that you develop an athlete are the same stages you develop a business, and you go through many of the same processes and procedures. And being an expert in developing athletes, I switched that over, and over the last 9 years have pretty much become an expert at entrepreneurial startups and then working with small to mid-sized businesses who are stuck. They kind of lost their clarity. They can't define their perfect wave anymore. They don't know where they're going. They're just kind of in the day and spinning their wheels.
Let me ask you this. If now you were in gymnastics, you had a knack for it, you became a coach, you helped kids get to the levels they wanted to get to. Now, having that knack of being able to do that in sports. Does it automatically transform into the private business world, or did you question yourself whether you could do it from the other side of the coin?
Well, that's a good question. I actually questioned myself whether I could do it on the other side of the coin. I had a couple of businesses early on in my late 20s, early 30s. A couple of them went really big, and I did really well. And a couple of them just were, out-and-out disasters. As time went on, I came to run into Dennis Magoo when I was actually coaching his son. And, he was a sponsor of the gym and told me to show up at his office. And we sat down, and he started going. And I was like, wow, this is something I probably ought to be doing. So he started working with me, and we kind of defined what it is that I'm really good at doing and what I really like doing. And once that I got the clarity on, who I was and what I do and who I do it for, then things have really gained momentum and taken off in a really nice direction for me.
And your coach, Magoo, was he a motivator? Was he somebody who was doing the same thing that you got yourself into, or was he someone who just was a good observer of people and saw that you had the talent and the knack?
He actually, he's a district manager for Farmers Insurance. And as a district manager, his role is to coach and mentor other agents for Farmers and help them grow their businesses. So he had been doing it for quite some time, and he actually has a company that I'm a partnered affiliate with, Growth Coaching Systems. And he had been developing and studying these mindsets of all the people out there that are, the great business coaches, the Brian Tracy's, the Ziglars, all of that. He had focused in on those mindsets. So as he started developing and helping me, I got to pick and choose and look at all the different things, and that helped me to clarify what I liked and what I didn't like and what I was good at.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Now, you mentioned Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar. You've written a best-selling book with Brian Tracy, which...
Correct.
Kudos to you. I think if I had the opportunity to sit down with a Brian Tracy or a Zig Ziglar and give him my thoughts as well as taking his thoughts and putting it into a best-selling book, I would probably be on Cloud 9 or something. But tell us a little bit about that book, the name of it, and what it's about, and... where it's at now.
The book can be found on Amazon. It's called Change Agents, and it's under the Brian Tracy banner there on Amazon. It went number 2 on the bestseller list. It made bestseller in 7 different categories, but made it up to number 2. The book is about helping people live better lives and build better businesses. It's a compilation of many different authors that are in the book, and each one of them gave their story and told about their passions and how they do things and how they have come to be where they are. So it's a book about change. It's about a journey. It's about the journey not ending. It just keeps on going.
It's more or less a book about life's journey from what it sounds like to me.
Correct, correct. And I put in my chapter of the book, I put, what is your end result? And then at the end of my chapter, I put, the end result is there is no end result. You keep on going with life. It's a journey. It keeps on progressing and changing and developing as you make choices and move forward.
And hopefully, and I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade, hopefully the choices that you do make are positive ones, and life just keeps getting better and better for you as a human being on this earth while you're here.
That is always the goal.
Exactly. Well, hopefully it is that goal for everybody. And
exactly. That's hopefully everyone takes that perspective.
After this book with Brian, you have another book coming out. This one is an e-book. Tell us about what that one's about.
Yeah, I have a. It's going to be a free ebook. It's called Defining Your Perfect Wave. I guess I read an interesting article just here recently by Mark Sinicola of the Ladders. He put on an article that he titled, you know, businesses should learn to sell against themselves, to outsell themselves. And in the article, he talked about how a lot of businesses get started and they grow and they reach a certain, you know, level, and then there's nothing more to them because they haven't been, you know, looking for what else is out there or what the next thing is. So in defining your perfect wave, if you think about the waves of the ocean, you know, the wave forms and you have a crest, you paddle up on it, you ride it. Hopefully you can get a good ride out of it because you were clear on the wave you wanted to pick and it was the perfect one for you. But while you're up on top of that wave, it's always good to be looking out for what the next perfect wave is so that you can keep your energy and your passions growing and going and not fall into a pool of bad waves.
And just to elaborate a little bit on that, I hear all the time that businesses that sit on their laurels and don't try and grow and watch what the next best thing is, those are the ones that fall behind. Those are the ones who end up possibly falling by the wayside when times get tough. Am I wrong?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. No, you're exactly right. And going back to your question earlier of the athletics to the business, well, if you think about it from that athlete standpoint, you know, if you've dropped in some of our heroes in athletics, you know, Michael Jordans, the Larry Birds, the, you know, Emmitt Smith, those guys, if you drop them into playing today, there's people that have already, you know, saw their you know, benchmark that they set, and they've already surpassed that. So if you're a business, you have to think of it the same way. What you're doing today, there's someone, you know, younger in another country, wherever, they're going to develop something. They're going to do it cheaper, better, faster, simpler, and you're going to be left behind. So you have to always be, you know, once you have the clarity and you know what your perfect wave looks like, then you're going to know what the next perfect wave looks like so that you can keep your momentum and keep your life and keep everything going in the positive manner in which you want.
And here's a question I just thought about as you were giving these examples. Now, when it first came on TV, I never watched the Shark Tank, and then I sat down and watched it one night, and I got hooked, and I watched it ever since. Now, having watched that show and just listening to what you just said, the Shark Tank, pretty much when they're interviewing the person who comes in to sell their business or get money for their business, is asking questions in the same sense as what you just said. They're trying to get them to look ahead and look for the next big thing or how to do what they want to do so it can become the next big best thing. Am I thinking in the right direction?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, if you come to a venture capital guys, which those guys are venture capital guys, and you say, hey, I got this widget, and it's the best widget ever, and you tell all about it, well, that's awesome. You have that. That's awesome. What are you going to do with it next? What's the next thing? What's going to make it valuable? Not valuable right now today, but valuable 3, 5, 7, 10 years down the road. What's the vision? Because if it's just a one-hit wonder, sometimes those venture capital guys, I mean, there are those out there that will take a one-hit wonder, but a lot of them would like to have something that's, you know, sustainable for a period of time so that they can really get a, you know, significant bang out of their buck.
Right, because they're not just looking to recover their money; they're looking to make money on top of that. So
exactly, they don't want to just, you know, call it even or, you know, 5%. They want to, you know, seriously grow their capital so that they can find another something to invest, you know, something else in. So yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So your professional coaching is, or I should say, your coaching was in professional sports, and you had an avenue of things you could have gone into after you went into business using the skills that you had. Why did you pick startup companies? Why did you restart? Why did you you feel a certain sense of pride in helping them restart their business or start their business initially? What was the reasoning behind picking them?
Well, let's go back to your athlete scenario again. If you get if you inherit an athlete, then and you're trying to help it grow, then you're inheriting habits, you're inheriting ingrained techniques and ways of doing things, and sometimes there's not the freedom that you have with a startup or a restart where you can pretty much start from scratch and then help those people develop the same way that, that Dennis helped me and Mike Calderwood helped me to clarify what it is I like doing and what it is I am really good at. And what I'm really good at is having the freedom to develop people in a way that fits them and fits their characteristics and their desires and their dreams and their goals. Sometimes if you get into a situation where you're coaching a company that's off and running and just trying to get to the next level, it's not that I can't do that or I wouldn't do that. It's not where my passion lies because there's already things there that aren't going to be able to be changed because they've learned it that way. It's ingrained. It's the way it's done at that business. With a startup, you know, it's like, hey, I'm here. I need your help. Which way would you like to go? And then you sit down and get to know that person and kind of clarify where they're wanting to go, what their end result is that they're trying to get out of this particular venture. And then from there, you have the freedom to develop a little bit more. So that's why I chose startups and restarts, because that's what I'm really good at and that's what I'm really passionate about.
And it sounds just like any other profession. If you are in the hospitality industry, which I have been, and you want to hire somebody for your staff, depending on your thinking, you could hire somebody brand new so you can train them and mold them the way you want to, or you could hire somebody who has hotel experience, and now you have to reteach them a certain different way that they're used to because they don't work for that company anymore. Now they work for you that has different standards and different rules and regulations. So I understand what you're saying because it goes in any type of business what you're saying. You just happen
to... Yeah, and there's coaches out there like Dennis. Dennis likes to work with companies and small businesses like that, and he's very good at that. And he's very good at helping them, you know, with the things they have in place to better utilize people, better utilize their systems, better utilize and grow their vision. He's good at that piece. That's just not something that, like I said, I could do it, but it's not something that I'm going to be jumping out of bed and running, you know, to the kitchen table at 4 o'clock in the morning to put an idea down about, because I'm going to personally feel a little more trapped and confined by having some of those guidelines preset, where I could, as a startup, kind of like they come to me, they retain me, and then we start building a company, and it's kind of built, and we can, you know, teach those skills, and we can teach the drills, and we can do the things how we want to fit them, and not necessarily have guidelines already in place that we have to follow I wouldn't say very strictly, but you have to follow them.
Right. I understand totally where you're coming from because I have my passions and why would I want to go off the road of what I'm passionate about, do something else if I'm not that passionate about it. So I get what you're saying, and you should definitely stick with what you're good at and what you're passionate about because, as you know and as I know, you stick with something you're passionate about, you're going to succeed at it. So stick with that.
And excel, yeah. You're going to succeed and excel. So that's why I narrowed it down.
Let me ask you this question. An entrepreneurial startup, and I wanted your help and assistance, where would you start with me? And I'll give you an example. Well, just to use me as an example, I'm starting a nonprofit foundation. My reasoning for having the radio station, my reasoning for being on the air is because I suffered with depression and I tried to kill myself twice. So I decided once I got healthy, no one should live like I did. No one should have to suffer like I did. So I'm starting a nonprofit to educate and support people who deal with depression and suicide. So where would you start with me?
Well, we would start, with basically what you just stated was in getting that message very clear as to why you're starting why you're starting that nonprofit, why you're starting it, then who you're doing it for, and then what is the result that you're looking for out of starting that. You know, there has to be some cause and effect there, so you have a purpose for doing it. Who is the you're helping? What is the benefit? What is the, once it's up and going, what is the end result you're looking for, you know, in 6 months, in 9 months, 12 months, 18 months? You know, what are the end result? What are the benchmarks that are going to say that you're on the right track or you're not on the right track in reaching whatever that end goal is?
I'm just sitting here, wow, okay. You're affiliated with Growth Coaching Systems. What
yeah.
other products and services does that affiliate with your toolbox? What do you use from them that makes you that much better?
Well, Dennis is my coach, and then I partnered with his company because he offers services such as an Infusionsoft. We have an Infusionsoft certified partner that works in the office, that's in the office, and can put together all the Infusionsoft back office automation to your website and your emails and all that stuff. So we have that, and I can offer that to my clients. Startups need infrastructure like that. Also, once I have a startup, you know, once it's up and going, they're going to need the next coach. They're going to need the next person that can take them to the next level. And once they're off and running, and once everything's in place and they're on down the road, then that's something I can hand off to Dennis, and he can take over, or I can hand off to a Mike Calderwood and he can take over, or I can hand off to a Carl Loop and he can take over. So I have several coaches that are there by being a part of that network of coaches that these people will get to work with as I do my process. They'll get to know. And then when it comes time for them to move to the next level, to get the next coach, it's kind of like an athlete going from developmental to college. You know, you get out of the club and you go to the college, you get a new coach. Well, you kind of want to get to know your coach beforehand so you can pick which coach is going to be right for you. And I think having that ability, both with the done-for-you services that both Growth Coaching Systems and Carl Loop's Global Business Builders provides, then I kind of have a lot to offer, a lot of extra value, added value, if you will, that I can offer clients.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's like a law firm. If you are a law firm and you have 5 or 6 lawyers on your staff who do different things and can help you in different ways, you're better off as an organization. So it sounds like that's how you're tiered.
Yeah.
Brian, let's give my listeners the information as to where they can find you, and then we're going to take our first commercial break and come back.
Okay. You can find me at www.briankiser, it's BryanKiser.me, and you can see my information there and connect with me on all the social medias from there. And also send me an email. So that's the quickest, fastest, easiest way, www.briankiser.me.
Sounds great. I hope my listeners pay attention and give you a chance to show them what you can do. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues on this July 4th, Friday afternoon. We are talking with Brian Kaiser, who is an entrepreneur who is helping people to restart their businesses or start them up from scratch. And we were just discussing a few interesting points about what are the pros and cons that he can help us with as far as our business. And I just had one other question, Brian, about my personal business, and then we're going to get into some other questions. Would you say, like, I go places, like I was at my class reunion. I talk it up wherever I go. And at my class reunion, I had a lot of people tell me, what you're going to do is tremendous. What you're going to do is needed. What you're going to do is exciting because you're going to be helping people. And how much positive movement forward with my nonprofit should I put into the comments that these people make? I mean, should I take that as just one person telling me that, or should I take that as a general consensus that people I talk to will feel that way?
Well, that comes from you and your energy, your passion about that subject. I think what the idea that you have of creating that support system is absolutely wonderful, and I think a lot of the people that you talk to probably also got the same, and I'm over the phone with you, so they probably got the same vibes that I got. Is that something that's really heartfelt, something that is part of you, and something that you really, truly are passionate about helping people that have those type of issues and share those type of feelings? Because, like you said, you've been there and you've actually experienced it, and you've had to work your way back. So you take every person that gives you positive feedback and you just add it to your wave and just keep on fueling it and keep on growing it, because that's that energy is energy coming from attention going in the right spot. So if you can put the attention in the right spot, then the energy is going to flow and you're going to get the support and the guidance, and things will just start happening for you that otherwise you're going to sit and wonder, wow, how did that happen? And you're just going to be, I guess, kind of amazed at what your own energy and own inflection and own passion will do to feed that wave that you've declared as something. Hey, I'm doing this. I'm starting this. I'm creating this. This is what it's going to do. This is who it's helping. This is why I'm doing it. And it's going to be great. And people are going to share that feeling. And I would take every person's positive feedback and, like I said, add it to the gas tank.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I'm not one of those people who tries to hold back the wave. If the wave wants to become a tsunami, as far as I'm concerned, it can, because that's what I'm in it for. I'm in it with the passion for helping people in general. So I appreciate your now, I heard recently that you added a profile of Co-Founder Labs. Actually, can you expand on what that is and why that is important to you and your business?
Yeah, you know, I have a friend that's with a company called Bossy, B-O-S-I, Bossy, and they do a number of different things, venture capital, and they also work with businesses with a $2.5 million run rate and help them grow. They drop in an advisor into their business, and they help them grow to $50 or $100 million and either sell or go public, you know, whatever the goal is in that. And I've met with this gentleman, and he and I hit it off real well. His name's Paul Strobel, really awesome guy. He and I hit it off real well, and he sent me an invitation to join Co-Founders Lab. And he says, look, you by character and personality, you're a builder and a connector. He says, that's what you do best. That's why you love startups, because you have the freedom to go out and recruit and find talent and bring it in and put all of the package together and do your thing. He said, so join this Co-Founders Lab. So I did. And basically it is a place for people with like yourself. You have a vision for starting a nonprofit. You have a vision for if you have a vision for starting a business, you put all that down and you go find a co-founder. And I'm an advisor to the Co-Founders Lab. So you go find a co-founder, and then you get together with an advisor, and then you start building that vision, make an idea a reality. So bring it from a concept to actual fruition of a business. And they have them apparently in each city, something I just learned about, and I'm really kind of excited about having my profile up there, and I'm looking forward to meeting a couple of other people. I've already been introduced to one, and just a lot of cool things that you can do through the Co-Founders Lab. So also, there's aside from advisors, there's also the venture capital people. There's attorneys that are with the group. There's everything you need in the Co-Founders Lab. So neat group, fun stuff, especially if you like startup companies.
Now, what is the difference between a restart company or a reorganization? Is there a difference?
Between a startup and a restart or a reorganization?
A restart and a reorganization, is there a difference between the two, or are they just two different names?
To me, personally, it's two different names. Now, if you talk to different people in the business, they're going to tell you that there's a definition for each one of those. A reorganization means that the vision and the message and everything that's going on in the company isn't necessarily going to change, but the people that are doing it are going to change, because they're going to move people around. Maybe some people are going to leave. They're going to get new people in. When you're doing a restart, then a restart's one of those things where you're kind of almost on the verge of of throwing in the towel. Bankruptcy, those type of things. You have limited budgets. You have to, do some certain things to make the business come back to life. And that's a restart to me is in a turnaround or a reorganization is the same thing, because you're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to re-clarify what your mission was, what your mission is, what your goals are, what your audience is going to be. Go in and refocus energy to where the clear message is going, and then hopefully you can gain and produce influence in the world and make the business go again. So, yeah, there's a difference, but to me, I tackle them the same way. And I sit down and it's just, hey, who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it? And who do you do it for? What's the purpose of everything that's going on here? What is that purpose?
Gotcha. On your website, you have the big wave. You have the saying, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf them, which is another way of saying you can't stop life, but you can learn how to live it. And that's pretty much what I'm leading towards. You pick something like the waves. How does it correspond with life cycles is what I'm trying to get at. As I said,
I've always, I guess since I was young, growing up on the coast, I got to, I got to enjoy the sand surf and the sun, got to go surfing, got to go windsurfing, got to go on the boat, got to do all kinds of cool things, and really had a respect and an awe for the waves. I've seen tropical storms blow in and, waves totally change a beachfront. One week it was this way, and the next week the beachfront is gone. So I equate everything to that, because in life everything seems to come in waves or cycles. And I think people relate more with waves than maybe they do with cycles, some people, because, you know, it doesn't end. The wave crashes and it subsides, but then it draws you back out, and guess what there is? Another wave. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't end. To me, if you talk about a cycle, well, there's some kind of an end to the cycle. You know, if you're going through a medication cycle, a training cycle, there's an end to that cycle. There's not an end to the wave. The wave crashes and it regroups and it forms another wave. And life, you know, you can be right on top of the wave, and then, you know, that wave that you thought was perfect, it crashes down early, and, you know, you're kind of left in the lull. And then, you know, what happens is life just kind of sucks you back up, and another wave comes, and you either choose to paddle out or you choose to duck dive and go to the next one. So I equate everything to waves because they're never ending. I don't think there's ever been an end to a wave. Even once it crashes the shore, it just rolls back out and forms another one.
And I'm sitting here going, wow, that's a perfect example of, you know, a wave is just another word for life, because that's the way life works as far as I'm concerned. You deal with one issue, and that issue doesn't necessarily end, as you said, doesn't cycle through and end. It just leads into another, whether you're positive or negative, issue, and that's what life is all about, is it's just basically different issues that come and go in your life. And that's why when I was getting healthy, when I was suffering with depression, people would tell me, just take one day at a time. That was yesterday. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Just deal with the present and then move on, because you can't wallow in what happened yesterday if you want to make life better.
Right. And I'm sure as you went through your process of getting healthy, then you found, and it sounds like you have a radio show, and it sounds like you're doing quite well with one to produce the nonprofit. You got clarity. And once you get clarity, those waves in life are a lot easier to pick out the good ones from the bad ones. And, you know which ones are going to be good for you and which ones aren't going to be good for you. And, you know, without being clear on, you know, who you are and why you're here and what you're here for and who you're trying to help and all that, it's kind of hard to, you know, paddle out onto life's waves and pick one that's going to be even good or decent if you just are kind of lost, you know, just paddling.
And I can honestly tell you, sitting here listening to what you just said, there was a time in my life when I was in the boat, and I wouldn't necessarily say that I was paddling in no necessarily right direction. I would say I was in the boat without even a paddle, not being able to move at all. And you are absolutely right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're out there. There's nothing. You don't know what to do. You don't know. You just don't know. You're just there in a cycle of bad waves. It's just, you know, which one's good, which one's bad, I don't know. I don't even have a paddle to paddle up on one.
Exactly. And now I'm totally aware of what is right, what's wrong, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And now I'm dealing with issues where I'm dealing with people who are in the same, no pun intended, boat that I used to be in, and I am trying to learn how to have the tolerance to deal with these people because they're not seeing the light like I did. So,
well, okay. You know, Lloyd, I'm going to share with you, because I have your email, I'm going to share with you my ebook, and you can feel free to share it to everybody. But in that Defining Your Perfect Wave ebook, it's free. It has some quotes from the movie The Secret in it. It has some words of wisdom from the great Dan Sullivan in it. And I think it would be something worthy of you sharing with whoever you want to, but it really helps people look at life from a little bit of a different perspective, and taking them out of real world and putting them in a unique ocean of peace and waves and being able to kind of identify with something other than the everyday, just things of life. So they can go through, it's a very short read, but it has some very good tools inside of it to help define who you are and clarify and be able to handle every wave in life, good or bad.
And I appreciate that, because what I'm finding is that sometimes you do come upon a wave that you're not sure how to deal with, and it throws you for a loop and throws you all out of your system as far as normal life. So you need to have those tools to be able to row through the wave and ride it instead of killing the boat and ending up swimming ashore instead of boating ashore. So.
Exactly.
You were a professional coach. People saw your positive influence with the students, with the athletes, and they wanted you to take your talents to a different level. What are those talents that make a good coach?
That's interesting. That's interesting because I didn't. It wasn't until the end of 2013, December or January of 2014, where I really defined that question. And I had a situation with someone I was working with where, as a coach, you always have an athlete that they always know more than you. Or at least they think they do. They always know a better way. They always know what they need. They always know that they need to do this or that. They need to train a certain way. And at that point, you kind of have to look at them and say, well, since you know so much, why are you in the gym with me? Why are you on the field with me? You obviously have all the answers. I don't have anything for you. So and when you're coaching athletes, it comes to a point where you kick them out of the gym. And I had a business person that I was working with, and they had their own opinions, and I kind of kicked them out of the gym. And, my good friend and my coach, Dennis, sat me down, and he said, it doesn't work that way in business, right? And I said, well, yeah, it's a 50-50 shot. They're either going to find out that they needed the guidance and the coach, and the coach is always right, or they're going to find out that, hey, they can go find and see if the pastures are greener somewhere else. They're really not. And he said, well, that's kind of not how it works in business. You really need to keep your connections and your people you work with, and not, maybe not work with them directly, but don't kick them out of the gym. And so I said, okay. So I mended that and fixed that, and actually turned out working out very, very well. Me and this person are as good of friends as we ever were, and the situation, because I went and worked on it, it worked itself out. So I think being able to, pinpoint things that need to have attention, because as a gymnastics coach, nothing's ever good enough. I mean, you can score a perfect 10, and there's still something you could have done better. So as a gymnastics coach, I'm always looking for something to do better, something that should have been done better. And then as now looking at it from a business side, it's how can I help that person better? Not what can they do better, but how can I help them better? Because the total goal of my coaching and my passion for doing this is just like it was on the book with Brian Tracy, helping people live a better life and run a better business. And sometimes if you kick them out of the gym, well, you have a 50-50 shot if they're going to come back, but maybe that's not the best way of helping them see, where they need to go. And maybe it's more taking the perspective of how can I help them versus how can I get them to do what I'm working with them on. So that's kind of how I came to that definition and why I think from that standpoint I'm a pretty good coach.
I'm sitting here and I'm taking in what you're saying to me and saying to my listeners, and I'm realizing that you are actually coaching and teaching right here on the radio with me, because I am the assistant general manager of a hotel. That's what I do during the days when I'm not with the radio. But I'm the kind of coach who says, okay, if I wasn't here, make your own decision. I'll help you with the decision after you make it, but I want to see what kind of decision you make. And I'm starting to realize that maybe the people that I'm trying to mentor need more decisions from me instead of them making their own decisions and wondering whether or not they're the right decisions or not. So just so you understand where you're coming from as far as people hearing you, I'm taking what you're saying to heart because, like I just said, I may be teaching the people I'm working with totally wrong. And instead of making them make the decisions and how they can make themselves better, I should start looking inwardly and seeing how I can help them to become better from my inside out.
Well, and you know, it's very hard. If you're in a management, leadership, mentoring, coaching role, and you've been doing it for a while, and I've been coaching professionally since I was 15, so I've been doing this a while with athletes, and then since 2007-08 with with the business side, it's sometimes even the coach gets into a rut where he thinks he's a little bit bigger than his britches. And, that's why Dennis always puts out the motto that all great coaches have coaches. All great leaders have mentors. No one really pulls himself up by their own bootstraps. You do have to do that and make a decision that you're going to become or be a certain way, but you really have to look at yourself and then come back to reality at some point as a coach, a leader, a boss, all that kind of stuff, and say, you know, it's my job not to dictate. It's my job not to, make judgment. It's my job to sit and listen and figure out how I can best help these people to live a better life. And sometimes as a coach, I can tell you, you get on a roll and you have several, you bring in several W's, the big wins, it's hard to sit back and say, oh, wait, I'm going to have to be the humble one here, and I'm going to have to, clamp down on me and take out how I can better help the team, how I can better help these people. Because you're bringing in the wins, and human nature is your ego gets, sized, and then once that happens, you're not focusing on the people anymore. It becomes all about you. And if it becomes all about you, that's where you run into a pool of bad waves.
Yeah, and that ego can definitely overpower those waves and make them negative waves. I've seen it, and so have you. So let me have you, Brian, give my listeners again the information as to where they can reach you and find your books and find anything else they want about you.
Okay. The book Change Agents is on Amazon.com. It's a book with Brian Tracy, so you can find it on Amazon, Change Agents. And then you can contact me at www.briankaiser.me, and that's www.briankaiser.me. And from there, you can link to all my social medias, find me on LinkedIn, and the whole nine yards.
Brian, I want to thank you for spending an hour of enlightenment for me. Hopefully my listeners got some information from you. I know I've enjoyed the conversations and the talk, and I just want to thank you.
Well, Lloyd, I appreciate you letting me be on the show, and I look forward to learning and hearing and seeing your nonprofit grow and develop and blossom. And I know from dealing with a large number of people, there's a lot of folks out there that really need that type of encouragement and place for encouragement. So my hat's off to you. I think that's a great plan, strategy, and I'm looking forward to just seeing how it develops and grows and turns into what exactly you want it to be.
Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate those kind words, and you enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and enjoy your family.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You do the same.
Okay, Brian. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Brian Kaiser. He is a business restart and entrepreneurial leader, and we'll be right back after these words.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life Issues with Lloyd Rosen on this Friday afternoon. We are been discussing restarts and startup businesses with my guest, Brian Kaiser, today. And I just wanted to ask all my listeners to check out my website, which is LloydRosen.com. There's blogs on there I'd like you to read and give me your personal feedback on. And I also wanted to say that I found out this week that my book that I had published in July of 2008 is going to be republished, and with a new title, a new cover, back cover, and rewritten, and that'll be coming out in September with a book launch, and we're looking forward to it. I'm very excited about that. So be on the lookout for that. I will be telling you more about it in the weeks to come as we broadcast here on Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. But please check out my website, my blogs. Let me know what you think. If you want to be if you are a blogger and you want to be a guest blogger, I'd be more than happy to contact me at bowler900@sbcglobal.net, and I'll be more than happy to get your blog on my website, whether it be Lloyd Rosen. .com or Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen.com. But that's it for another week of Life's Issues. We'll be back next week with another set of guests to help you and educate you in life's issues. Until then, remember, you are only one person in this world, but you may be the world to one person. So pay attention to people you meet and you talk to. You may save their lives. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.